Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Kuf Hey, the third to last daf here in Maseches Trumas, and we are on Kuf Dalad Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. Not too many Mishnahs, a few Mishnahs left to the Masechta as we get into the last Mishnah in the continuation of today's daf. So the Mishnah said, talking about dealing with what you, this last parak is all about what you're allowed to do with Truma. Right, are you allowed to cook truma? That was the first Mishnah. Are you allowed to mix it into fish brine? We spoke about that. Are you allowed? What are you allowed to do with seeds of truma? What are peels of truma? If I'm a kohen, I'm allowed to give it to my animal if it's designated mostly for animal feed. What about if I'm a kohen that's renting out an animal of a Yisrael? What about the opposite, right? And the other issues that come up here. So we're in the middle. Kuf Dalam Abay. So the Mishnah said, If there is a feed that is generally designated for animal food, so then you're allowed to give that to an animal. If it's generally designated for human consumption, so then you cannot give it to an animal. So what if you rent? So if a kohen rents a cow, an ox from Yisrael, so then he's not allowed to give it karshine truma, because really it belongs to the Yisrael, and just renting it doesn't give you bilus. Doesn't give you bilus, but... But we're in the middle, three lines from the bottom. But Yisrael shum para mikoin. But what if not only I'm not renting it, but I took it and I shum, I estimated the value, and I took responsibility to make sure I pay back for this full value, and maybe even we'll split the profits if I use it. So then I already took, that's considered more bilus, more another ingredient towards bilus, because I have full responsibility for it. So then lo yachileno karshinei truma. So then Yisrael that takes that from the Kohen cannot give that animal fodder, because now it semi belongs to the Yisrael. And Yisrael cannot do that. V'kohen shasham para mi Yisrael ma'achila karshinei truma. And a kohen, the opposite, a kohen that takes it from a Yisrael, so then ma'achila karshinei truma, he can be ma'achila karshinei truma, because now it semi belongs to him, and therefore he is allowed to do that. Right? This has to do, we'll get to this also in the Gemara a little bit, what constitutes bilus? There are many different ingredients for bilus. Formal ownership. Right, who on the books? Whose cow is it? Who's responsible for it? Who's has to take care of it? Who's responsible for guarding it, protecting it? Who's responsible for feeding it? What happens if I have rights to it, but I don't have any other responsibility? Is that a type of bilus? What if I own 2%? That's big sugya on Pesach, owning stock. Right, is that besides the fact that it's intangible, but many poskim say if you don't have decision-making ability and influence, well, I have 12% of the company. If you're not going to have any influence in decision-making, then that's not called bilus. And therefore, there wouldn't be a bali rabbi matzah. So how do you determine? So here, the Mishnah said, usage is not good enough to be called bilus. Right, just to rent it, but responsibility and having to commit to make sure that the owner, the quote unquote owner, doesn't lose. So then that itself is labeled as bilus. Right, see the Pnei Moshe. Afal pi, the last Pnei Moshe. Afal pi sha Yisrael notel chelik b'shivcha. Even though the Yisrael, the real owner, gets a portion of the profits. Hoel shakoi kibla b'shuma al atzmo hari gufa shalo. Umachila karshine shuma. Wow, even lakula, even to give a karshine shuma, one would be allowed to do that. And the Rishonim discussed this. The Rashba in Avodah Zara Daf Tezvav discusses this Mishnah. This Mishnah is quoted there. And Rashi there, in Avodah Zara Daf Tezvav, quotes on the line that when Yisrael rents the cow from the Kohen, he's allowed to feed a shuma, because it really is owned by the Kohen. Afal pisha mizono seha al Yisrael, even though the Yisrael has to feed it, but eino naase gazlon im heachila trumas kohen. If I take the truma of the kohen, no, it's not called gazlon. Why? Lefisha truma mamon she'in lo. This is if I have truma. If the Israel has truma, they didn't give it to the kohen yet. I'm allowed to give it to the cow that I'm renting from the kohen, because there's no specific kohen that I have to give it to, and it's mamon she'in lo tovim. Doesn't have a specific kohen. She knows it also a kohen she yirtza, and therefore I can give it. And I can give it to this kohen who I rent it from. The osa kohen mistama nichale umachil im heachila harbe karshine truma. Right? And mistama, why would the kohen care? if I give it truma karshinim. The malo lahakmin hare enim yuchedes lo. After all, I didn't give it to the kohen yet, so I'll give it. Why should it matter? Lefichach mitoch she yodea shenosein lebehemto me oso karshinim harbe be'ein yafe yoser mishilo hayeshalo. And he's probably thinking, the Yisrael rented my cow, he's probably giving even better stuff than if I would have had it. Because I would have it, I would limit it, because I have other animals to give it to. This is his only animal from a Kohen, he's probably giving him all his truma. He's probably fatting up my animal. So the Yisrael is probably fine with it. And therefore it is okay. And that's what the Rashi says there. And then the Rashba wonders about that. What is about that? He wasn't appointed. Afilu yav le bein yafak, even to lo zachi le kohen, lo al yado, v'lo al yidei shlucho. He never gave it to the kohen. He didn't give it to the kohen, he didn't give it to the kohen shliach. V'yesh al yisrael zel ha'achilas behema mishalo. Yidei nesinas truma heich yatsa. Is this a nesinas truma? Right, I have truma. I'm renting a cow from a kohen. That's called doing what I'm supposed to be doing with my truma. I never gave it to the kohen. I give it to this cow that happens to be owned by a Kohen. That's good enough. Right? Just yesterday, the day before, we remembered the Noda Yehuda and the Tosas Rid. You have to give something significant. Titein lo, that's a Maisa Nesina. Is this a Maisa Nesina? To the cow of a Kohen that this, it never went to the Kohen. Adarabah, havele porea chovo b'truma. This is like Prias Chov. Right? So the Rashba, with a number of other questions, does not like the doesn't like the shot of Rashi, gives up shot, but this is part of the issue of Bailus. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Malikin, well, let's go back for a step. So we know Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. A Yisrael is not allowed to, get benefit from truma hana'as kilui. Meaning I'm allowed to benefit from truma. Yisrael can benefit, we've had that in the past in this Masechta. I could smell truma. That's fine. But any hana'ah, where the hana'ah is through the destruction of truma, that's called hana'as kilui, then only the Kohen can get that. Not the Yisrael, unless the following cases. And the common denominator between the following cases is going to be if the Kohen's also getting hana'ah. So if the Kohen's also getting hana'ah, then I could get hana'ah as well. Kind of reminds us of the Amir La'akum on Shabbos. If the Kohen's doing it for himself, so then, you know, Yisrael could also get hana'ah. What are the heterim of Amir La'akum? If you let the Goy, you know, have some chalant. Or let the guy use the whatever you asked it to do. So that's also the Sibyl Yisod here. So the Mishnah says, Malikin Shemen Srefa. I'm allowed to use Shemen Srefa. That's right. That's oil. That's Tamei. That has to be burned. And as we have learned, a Truma Tameya, the only thing they can do with it is burn it. And the Kohen is allowed to get Hana'ah from that Truma Tameya. And a Yisrael, if he's teaming up. So Malikin Shemen Srefa, Bebate Knesiosu, Bebate Midrashos. Right, in shuls, and in Bati Medrash, one is allowed to. And again, as we'll see, Pashup Shah, why? Because there are Kohanim there too. Ubim Mavos Afelim, and in the dark alleyways, right, that's a public area. Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. V'kivan Shaha Kohanim Nehenim Min HaShemen, since the Kohanim also get benefit in the shuls, and the like. Sharia Afli Yisrael, Dener LeEchad, Ner LeMeya. Important Lashon of Chazal. Because here you're not doing something specific for the Yisrael. Candle is a candle for one person for 100 people. It's the same benefit. So therefore, that's why it is mutter. So you can use Shem and Srefa in the shuls, in the public places. Umavos afelim, v'yalgabe hacholim, and for a sick person, lighting a candle, birshus kohen. What does that mean? Pashup shot, according to most mefarshim, that means when the kohen's there. If you know you have a city that there are no kohenim that live there. You have a city, no kohanim, so then maybe you can't light it in a Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. There are no kohanim there. But here the Mishnah says, Birishus Kohen. As long as the Kohen is there, one is allowed. Rav Chanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shir Mim Psachim discusses this din. He just wonders. He wonders, Vakasha. He says, is the Isser for a Yisrael to get benefit from Truma? So why isn't that a problem? So what? That a Kohen's also getting benefit, right? Maybe it's not like Shabbos. First Shabbos, the Isser is being Nehneh Mimaisa Shabbos exclusively. But here the Goy didn't do it for me. If he didn't do it for me, so then it's okay. But here, is it about the Kohen doing it for me? The Isser seems to be Nehneh Mitruma Hana Shokilui. So who cares if the Kohen's also getting Hana? It shall still be Usser. V'kasha become akom kima dano shal kilu yasur li Yisrael who nanami zirena v'atu em yavlik nachri shemen shal arla yehe mutter li Yisrael mishem ner la echad v'lameya. I don't understand why would that just because a guy lights it and the guy's getting benefit from arla, so I could also get benefit from arla. There's an isur hana from arla, so here there's an isur hana from the truma tameya. So I don't understand why should it be better if the kohen's also getting truma. V'tzarech lomar. It must be that we have to formulate the Isser differently. The Isser is Shelo Yehe Hakilui Bishvil Yisrael. There can't be destructive benefit that was created exclusively for the Yisrael. That's the Isser. The Isser isn't Hana'a Min Shuma Shokilui. That's not the Isser. It's Shelo Yehe Hakilui Bishvil Yisrael. Ve'echad Hakilui Hu Bishvil Kohen Ein Isser Yisrael Lehanos. Ain't this Yisrael Lehenos? He leaves it as a tzarachiyin v'kasha. Dim kein b'kol sreifas shuma tameya. Da'kilu hu b'shvil sreifa. Whenever you burn shuma tameya, why are you doing it? I'm not doing it to benefit me. I'm doing it to fulfill the mitzvah. So maybe that also should be mutter. Even if there's no going there. If the whole iser is when it's being burned for me, so then the mishnah says if it's being burned for b'kohen, it's mutter. So you should say if it's being burned for the mitzvah. Right? So of sreifa. Of shuma tameya. So he leaves it as a tzarachiyin. V'chein shumas chametz be'erev Pesach. Why are you burning it? So you don't violate by Rabbi Matzai. Right? So you should say it's mutter because it's not being done for me if you formulate the Isser like that. So you got to work on that. That's Rabbi Chanan in Psachim Kuf Nun Ches. Kuf Nun Ches. Okay, we continue the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael shenisis l'kohen. A Bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen. V'hi, so she's allowed to get benefit. Kinyan Kaspo. V'hi limuda lavo itzalavia. But she always goes back to her parents' house. Always likes to be back in her parents' house. Aviha mavlik birshusa. Her father could light birshusa, right? When she's there. She's around. She's allowed to get benefit. So again, what's the chiddush here? What's the chiddush here? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. But also, one might say, as we discussed a couple of days ago, there are different levels of being nana from truma. Remember we mentioned the two extremes is the kohen getting benefit and the behemoth kohen getting benefit. And we said Eishes kohen is somewhere in the middle. In terms of how it's classified, in terms of the hana. So maybe the chiddush here is that it's not just, if you say the Eishes Kohen is more of a heter than a mitzvah, so then maybe also that's part of the chiddush, that the hana of a Yisrael can not only be when there's a mitzvah where the Kohen is benefiting, but even by Eishes Kohen, which is not the mitzvah, we discussed that was the diak in the last halacha in Hilchos Trumas, kol ochel truma. Kol ochel truma, maybe that includes even the women. Malikin b'beisa mishteh, abalav b'beisa avel. Now we're going to have four different shitas. What about weddings and shiva houses? Could you light truma tameya in weddings and shiva houses? Four shitas. Malikin b'beisa mishteh, abalav b'beisa avel, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes at a wedding, but not at a shiva house. We'll have to see why. What are the reasons? Well, let's just look at the Mara Fulda, who gives it away a little bit. But malikin b'beisa mishteh, mitoch shebikdeim nikiyim, since everybody's wearing clean clothes at a wedding, Ein regilon letaltel neiro shel shemen mimkoman. You're not moving the candles. You're not moving the candles. Because usually when you move candles, what happens in the days of old? You move wax candles, you get dirty. You get dirty. So you're wearing your suit for the wedding. You don't want to move the candles. So there's no chash that you're going to be betaltel the candles by a wedding. V'lekel amecha shema yitluas haner mimakom shehakoin sham lamakom sheein sham koin. We're not worried that you're going to move it to the Yisrael table, right? At the wedding, because you don't want to get wax all over you. There was used to be wax over everything. You know, they had these sometimes. I've never seen them, but I know they have svarim from the gra, and there's wax all over the svarim. Because there was, in those days, there was wax all over the place, dripping. So you wouldn't want that at a wedding. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to light at a wedding because there's no chash that you're going to move. But at a Beis HaAvel, where people don't care as much about what they're wearing, Chayshinon, Rabbi Yossi, or the opposite. But Beis HaAvel, you can light it at a Beis HaAvel, as we'll see, because the Mara Fulda says, "Mitoch she libon nishbar v'nichne," because people's hearts are broken and humbled. We're not worried of a little bit samishte, but not at the Beis Hamishteh where everybody's happy and thinking and moving and jumping. Right, so there it would be worse. Rabbi Meir Oser kan v'kan, Rabbi Shimon Matir kan v'kan. So four different shitas about what is the halacha about lighting in these public places. Again, technically, lighting in a public place would be mutter, but where there's a chash that, you know, might be moved, so then it would be more of a problem. Says the Gemara, Minayin leparaso shel kohen, shayso shuma etzi Yisrael, right, the second part of the kuf dalam abeis, where it's the cow of a kohen, but it's estimated and valued by Yisrael that he's going to pay for it if he needs to. She'eino ma'achila b'truma. How do I know that if a Yisrael takes responsibility, then he can't feed a truma because it's ki'ilu his. Talmud lomar v'koin ki'yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. Any type of kinyan kaspo, and this is ready kinyan kaspo of Yisrael. If he's responsible for it, so then it's enough of considered ki'o ki'yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. And nefesh includes animals. Nefesh includes animals. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, v'chol nefesh mashma af habehema. Af habehema, right? Because you know in the next pasuk it says nefesh behema. If you go to the next pasuk in Vayikra, Chav Dalet, it says nefesh behema. See, so nefesh is called behema. So an animal also has a nefesh. Again, you have to know how to use the words. Nefesh, neshama, right? An animal is alive. Remember the Kuzari? The Kuzari says the four levels of being. You have the domain, the inanimate objects. The chai, I skipped one. So meach, chai, medaber. So we say a plant is alive. Oh, that's all. We know it's different than the alive of an animal. Right? It's growing. Right? A tree grows. Is a tree alive? We say it's alive in English. But it's different. We know it doesn't have a, you know, it's not, it doesn't have feelings. So the pasuk here says that the word nefesh in the Torah says nefesh behema. So that's what's included. So how do you know that if you have a responsibility for it, shuma, then it's considered yours? So that's this pasuk. Nefesh yachol lo. So you might think that you can never give it even karshinim. You might think that if it's really truma, so even if you have food that's designated mostly as animal food, you might think truma has such kedusha. No, tamalomar nefesh. Again, the word nefesh, we change the girsa, and that includes animals. That includes animals. Truma designated mostly, or food designated mostly for animals, is 100% lechatchila karshinim given to animals. Right? If it's designated for human consumption, then it should not be given to animals. Is tani, some have the following havamina in the braisa. We just said, you might think you can't give the animal karshinim, tamalomar you can. Others have a different havamina. Is tani yachol lo tochal bekarshinim ubetiltan. You might think you can't give it karshinim and tiltan, the fenugreek that we've discussed a number of times in the Masechta. So you might have thought that that's also not allowed, kamash mon. Meaning, according to the second version of the braisa, you can give the animal tiltan. You can't give the animal tiltan. And the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Chiya, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, less can tiltan. Take out tiltan. Right? I don't like that second girsa of the Raisa. Tiltan, Dvar Torah. Tiltan, Midah Raisa. Midah Raisa what? Tiltan, Dvar Torah, Midah Raisa is Machal Adam. And therefore, you can't give it to the animal. Right? Only something that generally is used for animals could you give to the animals. But if it's generally used for people, so they're not. How do you know tiltan is machal adam? So we know it from the Gemara that they're in Rosh Hashanah and the poskin that on Rosh Hashanah about the simanim. Tiltan is one of the simanim. One of the simanim. We can never find it because we said fenugreek is not usually commonly sold in stores. But it's on the list of items that are used for simanim on Rosh Hashanah. This Gemara, again, there are many Gemaras on either side of the issue. This Gemara Pashto sounds like the Rambam, that the Trumas and Maisris, Midaraisa, is not just by Dog and Tirish V'Yitzhar. You know, whatever Tiltan is, Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah. So does this Dvar Torah just mean it's humanly consumed food, Midaraisa? What does that mean? Midarabanan is not humanly consumed food, and Midaraisa. No, it sounds like it's chayiv and trumas and maisos midaraisa because it's humanly consumed. If you say tiltan is some type of yurakos, then your problem either way, because yurakos is for sure it's a rabbanan. But that is discussed here in the mafarsha. Okay, v'koyin shesam parmi yisrael v'chulo, the opposite, right? The case of a kohen. If a kohen it rents and assumes responsibility for an animal of a yisrael, so then if he does that, so then he is allowed to give a truma. The koyches on par bisova gomer lo chen tani. What's that? Don't we have the following brisa? Minayin lekoyche karna eved uli Yisrael bo shutfis. What if a kohen and a Yisrael own an animal jointly? Afilu echad mimea bo. Even if the kohen only owns 1/100th, or Yisrael only owns 1/100th. Shein b'achilu b'truma. Tamalamar v'kohen ki yikneh. One second. So don't you see from this brisa that even if a Yisrael has any amount of ownership, the animal cannot eat truma? That's what the brisa says. So in our Mishnah says, if when the Kohen accepts responsibility to pay back if anything happens, the Mishnah says, okay, so now that's considered the Kohen's, and he's able to give it truma. But Yisrael has at least 1% in that case of the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says, the Kohen's responsible. But don't you see from this brisa that the Kohen has to have exclusive ownership, everything. And the Gemara says, Tani Bar Kapara, yeah. So Bar Kapara quotes a brisa against our Mishnah. Echazu vechazu, lo tocha b'truma. Right, even if a Kohen estimates and assumes responsibility to pay back, that animal cannot eat truma. So it's again, this brisa reflects what we mentioned before. How do you define bilus? Do you need exclusive bilus, like this brisa says? Do you need influential bilus? That's another way to look at it. If I have 70% rights to make decisions, do I need any tiny connection? Right? What kind of different areas of halacha require different levels? And here we have a machlokas tanan. If a Kohen has responsibility for the animal and he's going to have to pay for it if something happens, so is that enough bilus that he could give that animal truma? Machlokas. The Mishnah says yes, and the Brisa says no. As in the back, the Makar Baruch, one of the Sfarim in the back, says, you see from this Brisa that a Kohen needs exclusive rights in order to give truma. Maybe this is a Makar for a halacha that the Gemara in Yevamah Samach Vav does not quote a makar for, but I think this is a good makar. What's the makar there? Mashma le da loshon ki yiknem modeshi hey kala kinyan shalom. The nira to be kan makar l'mashakasa bebavli Yevamah Samach Zayin. Samach Zayin. Bas Yisrael sheni says the Kohen. You have a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen. The Kohen dies. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that if she has no children, then she goes back to her father's house, so she cannot eat truma. What if she has children? So she can still eat truma. That's the din daraisa. A Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, and the Kohen dies, as long as there are still children Kohanim, then she could still eat Truma. What happens if she's pregnant when her husband died? If she's pregnant when her husband died, then the Gemara says she cannot eat Truma. She cannot eat Truma. Why? Because of the pregnant baby. What do you mean the pregnant baby? The baby. What's the baby? A Kohen, a Bas Kohen. Right, what's the baby? No, there's a Shita that says, Uber Mea Imo Zara. Right, until the baby comes out, there's no Kedushas Kuhuna. It's a Zar. And because the baby owns some of the Truma, along with the other children, she cannot eat Truma. So what's that? But she has four other kids. She has four other kids. So a Zar owns 20% of this Truma. Assuming there's bilus for a Nubar. Ah, so what do you see from there? Truma goes by exclusivity. So maybe, just like there, the Gemara says in Yevamah Samach Zayin, that she cannot eat Truma because of her fetus. Her fetus is messing her up here, right? So therefore, maybe that's the halacha. The umlu hamefarshim levaer hasvara bazeh lama lo yochlu haavadim bishvil ribui habanim haochlim. Right? Why can't she eat for all the her older children? So because of this, here's the makar in the pasuk. This brisa quotes the makar of kinyan ki yiknem means exclusive. Full kinyan by the Kohen, right? And maybe that's a makar for that halacha in Yevamah Samach Zayin. We continue. Malika b'shev b'sreifa b'batikrasi is about the midrashos. So you can light. You can light in the shuls. You can light in the batei medrash. Shimon bar ba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan keini masnisa. Our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah has four cases. Our Mishnah has cases of batei knesses, batei medrash. First case is shuls. Second case is dark alleyways. And third case is a sick person's house. Right? Those are the three cases. Those are, or four. You want to say Bati Knesset, Bati Medrash, dark alleyways, and a sick person's house. Did the same halacha apply to all four of those cases? Here goes. The Gemara. Keni Masnisa. Our Mishnah says, these cases of the Al-Gabe HaCholim Birshas Kohen. That last phrase, after case number four, Birshas Kohen, is only, which means when a Kohen is there, that's only going on the last case. Says Shimon Barba. In a house of a sick person, which is kind of a private house, that's where it's only mutter for a Yisrael to get benefit from truma being burned if a Kohen is there. Ha masnisa kadmaisa, but in the first few cases, afilu shalobrish is Kohen. Even if the Kohen is not there right now, why? it's a rishus harabim. In a shul, in a base medrash, in an alleyway. And therefore, the chiddush of Shimon Bar Ba, the Gemara, the Mishnah is telling us, is that even if the kohen is not there right now, but because a kohen might come, the rabbanan were matir at lagamrei. Pashup shot, according to this line of the Gemara, this whole isser of a Yisrael getting benefit from Hanash al Kilo is an isser de rabbanan. That's the pashup shot. Midar Baisa, Yisrael could get benefit from Truma. But this Gemara sounds like we limit it. The Rabbanan say that because it's a public place, that a Kohen could be there. That's what they said the whole Isser doesn't apply. Tadi Rabbi Chia, which is a Chiddush. When you read the Mishnah, you thought the Mishnah, Bereshis Kohen, is referring to all of the cases in the Mishnah. And here, Shimon Bar Ba said, no, only the last case. Only the last case requires a Kohen there, but the other ones do not. Tani Rabbi Chia, what's we're talking about? A sick person's house. Biker hachola ain lo shir. There's no shir for a biker cholim. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, mitzvahs biker lios holech v'shav afilu mea pa'amim. Right? Even a hundred times a day, ain lo shir. Right? That's biker cholim. We know biker cholim is not only a mitzvah derabbanan. The Rambam says it's included in the larger framework of the Ahavta Recha Kamocha. Remember that Rambam in Hilchos Avel, where the Rambam says there are many mitzvahs derabbanan. Biker cholim and nichama velim and achnasas kal and levayis hameis, but they're all included. They're all included. Aval bishakal mitzvahs elumi divrehem. Harahein bechlal via hafta recha kamocha. They're all included in the larger via hafta recha kamocha. Kol advarim shata rotze she yaasu osam locha achirim ase osan ata li achicha b'torah uve mitzvos. That's the Rambam says of hafta recha kamocha, and there are a couple of sources in Shas for biker cholam. Amr b'chia bar ada. B'chia bar ada argues. Masrisa amra kein. V'yalgabe achol. I'm sorry. Not argues, but proves this. Masni Sabakin, our Mishnah alludes to the idea that there's no shear for Biker Cholim. Why? The Agabe Cholim Birshus Kohen. Right? Agabe Cholim Birshus Kohen. What does that mean? So the way that Rav Chiya Bar Ada understands that is, even if the Kohen's not there now, you collide it at the Makom HaChola. Why? Because Biker Cholim is all day. So Mistama, the Kohen's going to come. Even if he was there already, he's probably going to come back and come back again. So that's how Rav Chiya Bar Ada understands the Mishnah. You know why Birshus Kohen means even if the Kohen is not there right now, Bavada, he's going to come back, because that is the halacha. Halacha is Biker Cholim ain lo shir. Okay, there's a lot to talk about by Biker Cholim. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole simon about this. We think Biker Cholim is okay. Just go do it. There are halachas about Biker Cholim. When to go? You have to make sure to go only when it's good for the cholet, not when it's good for me. Right, it's the most convenient for me to go at this time. I know the chol is not interested in seeing me right now, but no, have to be it. What about on a telephone? Right, can you do biker cholim by the telephone? Rav Moshe, Rav Avadia both say that you could do it partially. You could do it partially on the telephone because there are many different elements of biker cholim. Right, you have to number one to try to do something physical for the chola, which you can't do over the phone. You have to daven for the chola, which you can do even from the phone, but also you might not get the full picture of the situation of the chola on the phone. So one can do it the best they can if that's the only option. Good. Says the Gemara. So now we're going back to commenting on the Mishnah's line where you have remember the case? You have a Bas Kohen, Birsh Bibes Avia. Right? The case of, Bas Yisrael. Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen that goes back to her father's house. So Bas Yisrael that goes back and she's married to a Kohen. So really, she is allowed to benefit from Truma. So which Truma is her father lighting candles with? Right? Her father's a Yisrael. This is a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen that she can get benefit in her house and her father can get benefit because she's going to get benefit. What Truma are we talking about here? He's lighting Truma. Where does he have Truma from? So Birmiya boy kumi Rabbi Zira ad kedum betruma shenafalomi beis avi imo Kohen. So fine, I understand. If this Yisrael has a maternal grandfather that's a Kohen, and he got oil, so then it's his. Then he can do whatever he wants with it. So that's fine. He's allowed to burn that truma. Afilu b'trumas garno. What happened if this Kohen, this Yisrael, I'm sorry, has his own truma? Right? A Yisrael has a daughter who married a Kohen, Mazel Tov. She comes back. He has truma that he just took off his field. Is he allowed, and he became Tame. Could he just light that in his own house without giving it to the Kohen? Does that work? Afilu b'trumas garno? There's no Nesina there. Right? Does that work? Right, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Mishari afilu truma that tzarech litna l'kohen v'halokiyim b'mitzvah. There's no mitzvah d'sina. You're just giving it to your daughter who's a bas kohen who's just in the house. Are you allowed to do that? Amar lei man yemel chav truma's grona. Who says you could do that? Meaning you're right. You're right. You wouldn't be able to do that. There's no mitzvah d'sina there. So, meaning the questioner, Rabbi Yirmiyah, wondered, maybe it applies there too. Rabbi Yirmiyah, maybe it applies there too. Rabbi Zeira said, no way. So, Rabbi Yona v'Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi also argued about this. Rabbi Yona k'Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yona held like the questioner, Rabbi Yirmiyah, that said it's mutter. V'Rabbi Yossi k'Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Yossi held like Rabbi Zeira, that it was not allowed. Okay, so now maybe we'll stop here by the man de amar. We're going to change the girsa here, and we will stop here. We should continue next time with man de amar.